Thank you, guys. Can I get some of the lads just to come and inspect this for me? Matthew, Tom, anyone? Come on. How sturdy do we think this is, boys? Because remember, in our Bible passage, there were two groups of people, weren't there? One was the Pharisees, who would look very, well, not tall, but big in terms of their prayer life. They'd pray publicly. It would look really good, wouldn't it? How strong and stable do you think this is? Not very? Okay. Do you want to just give it a little blow? And there we go, right? Thank you, boys. Could we just have, finally, can I have a ladies team? Are there some ladies? Here we go. Ladies, what I'd like you to do is not build the tallest, but the strongest. Okay, thank you. Can I just get someone quickly to inspect it, so to speak, one more time? Ladies, you two? Sorry, Becky, no? Do you want to just give it a good... Yeah. Thank you. So the point is, there we go, you can see it. The point is that the smaller Jenga tower, although it might not look like much, it's actually a lot stronger and more stable. And in our Bible passage, we had, you know, two groups of prayers, didn't we? One that was very public and tall, and the other that was private. And the private one might not look like much, but actually it's a lot stronger and it's a lot more stable. And I think it's this notion of trying to cultivate in our lives this... not public prayer life, but this good private prayer life and this good kind of relationship. But what is prayer and what sections make up prayer? Now, children around the room, maybe under seats, are hidden some A4 sheets with Mawans on them. So kids or adults, if you have a quick look under your chairs... If you found one, come bring it to the front. If you found two, then give one to someone else. Okay, have we got all four? There should be four or five. And bigger kids, if you could have the ones with more words. That's good. So maybe give that one to a younger kid. There you go. Yeah. You keep the sweet. There you go. There's more sweets there, Tom. On there. Okay, do you want to try and get an order? Just hold them up in the air for us. Okay, where do we think this one goes? First, maybe? Okay, and where do we think that one goes? Where do we think that one goes? Do you want to hold it up? Yeah. Okay, so we've got... Everyone say that for me? Okay. Then what would we start a prayer with? Which one? Right? To say thank you. And why would we say thank you prayers, Matthew?
Thank you prayers. We say thank you prayers to show God that we really appreciate all of the wonderful things, people and places he's given us for our lives.
Okay, and what's our next one? After we said thank you, what would we usually say in a prayer? That's right. Okay, and Tom, what would our sorry prayers be for?
We say please prayers to bring...
Can I have one more? There we go. No, I need someone who... Michael? Okay.
Sorry prayers. We say sorry prayers to show God that we take it seriously when we make mistakes and do the wrong thing. But saying sorry and trying to change, it shows God what we want to do the right thing.
Okay, and after so we've said so far, everyone, just let's say this together. What's our first one? And then we say okay, and then we would say. Do you want to tell us about this, please, prayer?
Okay. We say please prayers to bring to God the different needs and concerns we have for our lives, our families, our church, our community, and even our whole world.
Okay, we've said, what's the first one? Then we've said, and finally, what would we say? There we go. Now, thank you everyone. So, around the room, this is where we break out into activity zones. So, around the room, we've got the different sections of prayer. In this corner over here, we've got sorry. And so what we're doing over there is we're reading some of the Psalms about making mistakes. Do you guys want to sit down? You okay? Some of the Psalms about making mistakes, and I want you to try and contemplate and write down what words or phrases jump out at you? There's little cards. In this corner over here, we're saying please. So we're praying for our church, our city, our world, our country. Okay? And in that corner there, we're saying thank you. And that's mainly for children because it's colouring in. So it's different thank you sheets. And then we're going to have about 10 minutes of this. Not too long. And then what I really want you to do is have volunteers to feed back those prayers. And rather than just one person doing the prayers of intercession, we'll do it together. So the different prayers that you've written down, thank you, sorry, please, we're going to feed them back together. If you can't stand up and go to a corner, just stay where you are and think to yourself, if I was to say a thank you prayer, what would that be? Or if I were to say a sorry prayer, what would that be? Or if I were to say a please prayer, what would that be? Okay? And we'll come back, we'll gather back in 10 minutes or so. So please do enjoy the different activity zones. Thank you.